The Dublin Heritage Trail aims to provide a spectacular tour along the ancient east-west route, the Slievoer, from College Green to Kilmainham, which will explore the development and history of Ireland's capital, from its Viking origins to the modern city we are proud of today. The story of the city unfolds around this route and can be read in the buildings and streetscapes found along the way. With the help of some of Dublin's finest cultural attractions, the trail will lead the visitor to experience the history of the city through a series of five distinct quarters or areas. Each has its place in the flux and flow of the developing city. Politics, commerce, religion and industry combine to influence that story. College Green is a sweeping public space, and two of its most striking buildings, Trinity College and Parliament House, are deeply rooted in the political and educational life of the city. Both buildings reflect the optimism and status of Dublin City throughout the 18th century. The Act of Union in 1801 brought with it a different pessimistic mood, and the Parliament building was at a later stage converted to house the Bank of Ireland. During the 19th century, College Green and Dame Street developed as the commercial and financial hub of the city. The trail now moves westward along the ancient east-west route and enters the medieval city and Viking heart of Dublin. The archaeological excavations of the Viking town have traced the boundaries of the settlement which lined the edge of the River Liffey. The medieval town was enclosed by stone town walls from the beginning of the 12th century. Significant traces of the walls survive today at Ship Street and Cook Street. Dublin Castle is situated at the southeastern corner of the medieval city, which in time expands and overlies the earlier settlement. The Viking and medieval cities can be traced on the ground and are also vividly brought to life at Dublinia and at the castle itself, where the later history of the castle can also be explored. The cathedral quarter is centred around Christ Church and its remarkable crypts, and also encompasses the many other religious buildings in the area, including St Audan's Church. Through the history of Christ Church itself, the political and religious reforms of the city can be glimpsed. It was originally a Norse Viking church, which was later developed by the Anglo-Normans. It witnessed the upheavals of the Reformation and is still in use today. Further west along the Estuarine Ridge running parallel with the Liffey, the trail enters the Liberties, a distinctly industrial quarter. The Thomas Street-James's Street axis is dominated by the Guinness Brewery industrial complex, the history of which is outlined in the excellent and much-visited Guinness Storehouse. Kilmainham, or the military quarter, is dominated by the Royal Hospital, which now houses the Irish Museum of Modern Art. The building is the oldest public building in Dublin. Kilmainham Jail, with all of its historical associations and links with the 1916 Rising, now houses a museum of Irish nationalism. At the western end of the trail lie the Irish National War Memorial Gardens, which overlook the Liffey and the Phoenix Park beyond. This quick overview touches the surface of what the trail has to offer. The districts or quarters along the trail each have a key story to tell about certain aspects of the development of the city. But as we have seen, parts of the full story can also be glimpsed. When you add to this mix the world-class cultural facilities, the thriving commercial dynamism of the distinct quarters, and the communities and the people of Dublin, which surround and breathe life into the streetscapes, the Dublin Heritage Trail has the potential to have a profound effect on how people discover and explore the never-ending story of the city.